It's a new year, so it's time to start a new trend that I'll call Super Earth. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So Super Earth is not really a fabrication, especially if you put it in the context of the super moon craze that's been going on. A super moon is technically known as a perigee moon, or moon closest to Earth, which happens every month. Super Earth occurs only once a year when the Earth is closest to the sun, called its perihelion. This happens every year during the first week of January. Wait, January? If we're closer to the sun now, then why is it so cold? Weather and temperature are not so much determined by our proximity to the sun as they are by the tilt of the Earth on its axis. Now, during the winter months, the North Pole is tilted away from the sun, which means in the Northern Hemisphere, the sun is crossing lower through the sky at this time of year, and our days are shorter. But keep in mind, the exact opposite is going on in the Southern Hemisphere. But let's get back to Super Earth. The Earth will come closest to the sun this Wednesday, January 4th, 3 million miles closer than when it's furthest away from the sun in July. To conceive of this distance, just imagine circumnavigating the globe at its equator over 120 times. That's 3 million miles. Now, don't expect to be able to tell that the sun appears larger at Super Earth than at other times. This is just something you have to know is happening. And I'm after the wisdom in the moment, which I think is uniquely captured by the 13th century mystic poet Rumi. So think of it. We've made our resolutions. And even though it's cold outside, we can now, in the words of Rumi, allow ourselves, like the earth, to be silently drawn by the stronger pull of what we really love. The Super Earth moment occurs Wednesday, January 4th at 9:17 a.m. I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.